Costa Monument and Bohresport. Greetings, my friends. Please permit me to introduce myself. My name is Don Sebastián Guimerá and Miralles, son of Don Jaime Guimerá Castillo and Doña Matilda Miralles Roca. I come from an honored merchant family in Vinaros, the town in which you find yourselves, and that some years ago was one of the most important merchant ports on the Mediterranean Sea. Now that you have the sea in front of you, I ask you to close your eyes and accompany me in a voyage through time. When you open them again, you must imagine this very sea, covered with enormous sailing boats, horse-driven carriages, and a large merchant port with sailors and merchants. In my company and with your imagination, I invite you to follow me in a journey through time in the Valiant Town, and then, all together, we can discover her fascinating history. Like I was telling you, my family, like many others, transported merchandise in the 18th century. Both our merchant ships, Tramontana and Mira, were filled with wine, salt, wood, wheat, flour, cocoa, and wool, destined for Europe and America, long voyages that could last months. As you can imagine, it was a great era for our city. Merchants earned a lot of money, and Vinaros enjoyed international fame as a commercial port. But these great ships, full of valuable merchandise, attracted the Berber pirates' attention. These North African smugglers from the Barbary coast often boarded our ships to steal the merchandise. The Berber pirates were widely feared because apart from taking our ships, they attacked coastal towns to capture the citizens to sell into slavery in Africa. Of all the pirates, the most feared was Baba Arouge, known as Barbarossa. I bet you have heard of this feared pirate. Well, it was him that planned an attack on Balearic island Minorca from his base on the Isle of Yerba, Tunisia. He conquered this town in 1525. His fame as a pirate was such that he made governor of Argel. The actual king of Tunisia handed him the aforementioned Isle of Yerba. Frightened by pirate attacks like the one in Minorca, we decided to build a large town wall around Vinaros with high towers overlooking the sea to warn the citizens in the face of possible danger. You will be able to view this later in the archiprestal church, which was also built as a fortress. Oh, the sea! Our great friend that gave us life, but also a place of hard work and fight for us merchants. Other winds blow now, and the pass of time has created a different port to the one I just described. The merchandise that was transported in my times, such as cocoa, wine, or wool, have progressed to fishing, one of the main trades in this noble village. The port you now see was built on Magdalena Beach, and all this thanks to the man in the sculpture before you, Archbishop José Domingo Costa y Borrás. This illustrious Vinaros man was Bishop of Barcelona thanks to Queen Elizabeth II and fought for his town, his merchants and fishermen to obtain a secure place of work and moor their boats, a new quay. Curiously, he was never able to see the port as you can see now, as the quay was opened in 1875, years after his death. So the people from Vinaros decided to erect this statue in his memory and place it by the sea so he could view the sea and the port, his dream come true. But let's continue on our way. I still have much to tell you. Let's not lose the sea from sight and go closer to the center of the town to begin the path through the streets and historical buildings from St. Augustine Square. Let's now see the market.